The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org. Thought we were muted. It's Thursday, April 9th. It is a little bit after 3 p.m., and you are listening to the KTQA Daily Briefing on 95.3 FM, KTQA LP, here in Tacoma. My name is Sam. It's a really nice day out there. The sunlight is nice. I'm feeling pretty good about it. So, Becky, since you are with me here in the makeshift studio, how are you? What's your favorite snack right now? What are you enjoying?
Ooh, I am super partial to weird off-brand jelly beans. There's a lot of jelly beans out right now for prep for Easter candy and Easter baskets, so I've been chowing down on those. Also, puffed popcorn things, extruded popcorn puffs that are covered in cheddar.
So you're a fan of corn-based snacks then?
Yes.
Okay. So lathed popcorn loaf or something like that?
Yeah, something like that. I spent 2 weeks eating largely healthy things, you know, apples and peanut butter, salads.
I was certain you were going to say raspberries. I was absolutely certain you were going to say raspberries.
That was an amazing thing that at one of the stores I hit on my grocery shopping expedition, there were lots of raspberries available for not too expensive. And man, I think I've gone through a pint of raspberries in the last 4 days.
So doing okay today?
Doing great today. Really enjoying the sunshine coming in and looking forward to taking a little walk today.
All right. Well, why don't we get to today's briefs?
Yeah. Well, as always, state-level updates on COVID-19 can be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Locally, dialing 311 will get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. Health department officials are staffing a coronavirus Q&A line 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. 7 days a week at 1-800-525-0127. For interpreters in other languages, press pound when they answer and say your language. And new, you can now also text the coronavirus hotline at 211-211 in any language. You might need a dash in between there. I don't think so, but 211-211. And dialing that number, 211, will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way. You can also visit United Way online at wa211.org.
Zooming out to Washington State, Washington State's Board of Education has adopted emergency rules that allow school districts to apply for flexibility in awarding diplomas to high school seniors impacted by school closures. School districts must make a good faith effort to give students opportunities to complete credits for high school graduation, but may apply for waivers of certain requirements starting April 15th. The board will meet again via Zoom on April 21st to give districts an update on waiver applications. Detailed information is available online at sbe.wa.gov. The Washington State Department of Commerce has made $5 million in emergency grants immediately accessible to the 29 federally recognized tribes within Washington State to help cope with severe impacts of COVID-19. Each tribal government will receive at least $100,000. Funds that can be used to address public health needs, social programs, food security, behavioral health, housing, unemployment, telehealth infrastructure, and procurement of medical equipment. Governor Inslee is expected to address the public at 3:30 p.m. today, so stay tuned for possible updates during our 6 p.m. rebroadcast. Zooming into the city of Tacoma, the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber and the Economic Development Board for Tacoma Pierce County are creating a 90-day rapid response team to assist businesses with questions and concerns they have due to the COVID-19 emergency. Families and with students enrolled in the Tacoma Public Schools are asked to conduct a household survey to understand technology needs, given that the response to school-based laptop distribution last week exhausted available inventory. The short survey can be found at tacomaschools.org/techsurvey by April 12th. The survey is not a laptop request form, but will inform the district's plan for continuing remote learning during school building closures. Families can also call the district switchboard at 253-571-1000. Pacific Lutheran University has canceled the in-person graduation ceremony that was to be held on May 23rd at the Tacoma Dome. A ceremony for the class of 2020 will be held Saturday, September 5th at 2 p.m. at PLU and will be live-streamed for those unable to attend. Another celebration for 2020 graduates will be held on PLU's campus during homecoming on October 10th, 2020. May 2021 commencement in the Tacoma Dome will also be open to the 2020 graduating class and guests.
Looking at Pierce County Health Department, the health department notes that even with news about the COVID-19 infection curve flattening, typical springtime religious celebrations need to happen in ways that do not involve gathering with anyone apart from members of your household. Attending gatherings of any kind increases your risk of getting COVID-19 and spreading it to others, even with face masks.
All right. Well, that's today's daily briefing. I guess additional information is if you look outside your window here in Tacoma, it's quite nice. I am actually thinking about going for a walk once this is over.
I think that I may join you from a safe 6-foot distance and maintaining that 6-foot distance with anyone we encounter.
Yeah, I think we're just modeling good behavior at that point, given that we're in the same house. Is that the idea there?
That definitely is the idea.
Right, because this is a stay at home order, right? It's not a shelter in place order, which means that we are allowed to sort of walk around outside and get our exercise in when we can, right?
Yep, that actually is encouraged, that you do some gardening, you do some walking, just not going in your car to, you know, fill up, you know, trailheads and things like that. Certainly try and stay out of those public park gathering places, you know, no 30 kids on playground equipment. That's a no-no, not allowed for right now, in order to keep everyone healthy.
All right. Well, as usual, if you dial 311, that will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 for state will connect you to statewide community resources. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org. It's similar to our website, which is daily.ktqa.org. And you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Now on to today's interview.
With me today is Rob Colbert. He's part of a group that started Feed the Fight Tacoma to help local restaurants and feed medical staff members that are fighting the coronavirus. Welcome, Rob.
Oh, hi, Becky. Well, thank you so much for having me on today.
I'm really glad to have you here, talking a little bit about these two different areas that a lot of people have maybe a lot of concern for and compassion for at this time. But can you tell us a little bit about Feed the Fight Tacoma?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's really pretty simple. What we're doing is we're raising funds in order to purchase meals from local restaurants here in Tacoma. And then we are donating those meals to local healthcare workers that are kind of on the front line, you know, fighting this COVID-19 virus. And we're doing that here in Tacoma as well. And we're just really trying to do good kind of on two fronts. You know, we're really trying to help our small business community because, I mean, as you know, the restaurants have just been decimated by this virus, all the closures and so on. And then it gives us a chance to really show some appreciation and some love for these healthcare workers that are really, I mean, on the front lines, really, you know, fighting this thing.
You know, our transmitter and our local remote broadcast studio is pretty close to St. Joe's in the heart of Tacoma. Who's been the recipients of these donated meals so far? Any folks at St. Joe's or Tacoma General or Allen More?
Well, as a matter of fact, yesterday we did 25 meals to the nurses that are on the second floor of St. Joe's, as a matter of fact. And then just today, we actually delivered 50 meals to the outpatient clinic there at St. Joe's as well. So they've been a very big beneficiary of what we've been doing. We also had 12 meals that went into the Infectious Diseases Preventionist Program with MultiCare. And so we had them as well. And then on, I believe it was Tuesday, we delivered 60 meals to the folks at the community health care clinic that is on Portland and 44th right there in Tacoma. We've really tried to, you know, do as much as we can for, you know, those healthcare workers. And we've been pretty blessed to be able to do quite a bit thus far. And we're just hoping to continue that effort forward as we go along.
Now, you say we've delivered these. Do you personally, like, go and pick up at local restaurants and eateries and then personally hand deliver things?
Yes, that's what I've done. That's why I say we, because, you know, it's a group effort. But yeah, I've been the one to do the deliveries. The thinking behind that is we are going into medical clinics and medical facilities that potentially have this virus, and we really want to limit the exposure. You know, I really don't want a volunteer to get exposed to this and, God forbid, have them get ill. So I've been doing it myself, and I go to the restaurants. We have a couple of partner restaurants that we are working with, and picking up the food from them, paying them the money for the food, and then delivering it to the healthcare workers, and, you know, trying to snap some photos and to kind of see their smiling faces, although it's more like their smiling eyes, being they have masks on. You can't really see their mouth, but thus far it's been really rewarding, and I feel really blessed to be able to do that for folks.
It sounds very rewarding. And what's that handoff like? I mean, can you still kind of go to restaurants? Because, I mean, I haven't really been out of the house for more than a few grocery trips in the past month or so, and one pickup at a local restaurant for us deciding personally that we wanted to splurge a little bit. And instead of having our happy hour night out, we ordered and just went to the side of the restaurant and called and said, okay, we're here, and they came out and brought us our stuff. But how's that handoff and delivery working?
Actually, it's been working very well. We, again, with our partner restaurants that we've been working with thus far, we have a pretty good system down. Each of the meals that we do are all individually packed, so there are no communal platters or anything like that, obviously for the contamination, you know, concerns. And so, everything has been just really boxed up and kind of there waiting for me. And I, you know, walk in and say my hellos and my big wave and pick up the boxes, load them into my vehicle, and then I'm out the door and on my way.
And how are spirits sort of seeming at these medical facilities where you've been doing your drop-offs?
Well, I mean, they are obviously very appreciative and happy to see us because we're, you know, bringing food and you know, with the partner restaurants we're working with, they've done some really high quality meals, and so they feel very blessed to be able to receive those. You can definitely tell that these folks are tired. They've definitely been working their tails off. I mean, you've heard the tells of nurses and doctors doing crazy 24-hour shifts and all that, and, you know, and our hope really, and the reasoning behind this, is maybe just to give them a little respite, even if it's for 10 or 15 minutes, where they can just kind of sit down, have a really great meal, maybe recharge their batteries a little, and then be able to continue on and just to get through the rest of their shift. And the thought is, well, if we've done that, if we've you know, blessed them in such a way that they know that their community appreciates them, and they've been able to recharge to get through those last 8 or 10 hours, then we've really done our job.
Definitely sounds like it. Do you have any particular moment or story that stands out to you?
Well, I probably that was the first delivery that we did because it was the first time. Really didn't know and walked in, and the folks just they basically threw their arms and like, oh my goodness, you guys are so gracious, thank you so much. And we're like, well, we're the ones who are appreciative of you, so thank you. So it was that was kind of a great moment, just that, you know, that first delivery that they were so excited to see, you know, what we were providing for them.
And are these surprise deliveries? Do you coordinate beforehand? Because I imagine there might be some kinds of rules and changes about who can enter or come by any of the medical facilities.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we have to have some pretty strong coordination between us and the facility to ensure that when we show up, they're expecting us because we have to go in and I've had to be tested, you know, have my temperature taken just to make sure that I'm not symptomatic or anything like that. And then, you know, and so there are some strict rules for us to do that. But we've been able to work through the system. It's taken a little bit of time, but that's to be expected. But we've kind of gotten through that now and we have our contacts in place and it's worked out very well. We've been you know, able to kind of go through that red tape and now we're able to get it done, and it's pretty exciting to see.
So you wouldn't recommend necessarily someone saying, I'm bored and I haven't been out. I'm going to bake a bunch of muffins for all the nurses at this clinic nearby and just showing up. That's not something that you necessarily recommend right now.
Right. It's not advisable. I would think that they would probably be very appreciative, but my guess is they may not be able to accept it. We're dealing with restaurants and in professional kitchens, and not that somebody baking cookies in their own kitchen wouldn't be perfectly fine, but they have, you know, they want to make sure that it's done in a, you know, particular way, just to ensure that there isn't any risk to those healthcare workers.
Well, and I should have asked right at the beginning, what motivated you to get started on this? Is this something new to Tacoma, or is it replicated in other areas and cities?
Well, as a matter of fact, this is an idea that we kind of stole, to be honest with you. We actually saw a news report, my wife and I, actually it was last Thursday, and we saw a news report and we watched it, and it was about our folks doing the same thing in Washington, D.C. And my wife and I were speaking about it. And we said, you know, somebody really should do something about like that here. And we were just talking about it, and it just sort of was weighing on my heart. And I can't really explain why, but I felt kind of called. And I said, you know what? We need to be the ones to do that here. And so last Friday, we ended up just getting online and kind of getting busy, and we, you know, put up the website and did the Facebook page and everything else, and just sort of sent it out into the ether there, into the social media world. And before we knew it, things kind of took off, and we started raising funds actually last Saturday, and we raised over $1,300 in the first day. And thus far, in the first, what is this, 5-6 days now, we've raised about $2,600, which is just incredible. And it's given us an opportunity to really do a lot of good, to really help those restaurants, because some of them have been really, really struggling. I mean, one of our partner restaurants had, I think, 12 or 13 employees, and now they're down to 2. And so it really, you know, it really is helpful for them. And it also really shows a lot of love to these healthcare workers. They really deserve it. I mean, the way I see it is, you know, the Avengers have nothing on these guys. They're the real superheroes.
Well, where can folks wanting to get involved in this go? I mean, do we look online? Do we email you? Do we call?
Right. Well, you can do any of the above. We are on Facebook. And if folks go to Facebook and they go to @FeedTheFightTacoma, we're right there on Facebook. And if folks feel so inclined, we have the opportunity for them to donate there. We also have a website. The website's a little wordy, but it's feedthefighttacoma.wixsite.com/website. I know that's a mouthful, but Wixsite was a free option for us, and we wanted to make the most of that, and so that. And then they can also follow us on Twitter, @TacomaFeed, if they'd like. So we have a few options for them. If folks would like to email, it's just @FeedTheFightTacoma@gmail.com, or they can even feel free to call me directly at 253-380-3469.
Thank you, Rob Colbert with Feed the Fight Tacoma, for joining me on today's Daily Briefing at KTQA.
Thank you so much, Becky.
Once again, dialing 311 will connect you to the City of Tacoma Non-Emergency Information Line. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide. Our email address is daily@ktqa.org, or you can call or text us at 253-330-8821. Talk to you tomorrow.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.